Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it. 3, 2, 1.
Good morning.
Good morning, world.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party, Steve-O and Mateo.
Hey, hey, hey.
Asleep on our feet?
Yeah.
Excited to be here. It's Wednesday.
You know it.
Wednesday equals Comics Corner.
That's right.
We can't wait to read some comics.
We cannot. That's right, Steve-O.
What are you doing?
Pointing at that.
Oh, good.
There's somebody walking around outside.
Yeah, that was scary.
It's not Doug. We double checked.
Oh, Doug's actually here, so we're getting a little nervous. A lot of stuff going on.
Sweet Doug in mine.
Ba ba ba.
It's Wednesday, like Steve-O said. We have Comics Corner today.
We're gonna have to wake you up and ourselves as well.
That's right, cause we stayed out too late.
We sure did. It is very, very rare that we go out to a show, especially on a weeknight, but last night, concert here in Albuquerque.
Yep.
Had to see what that was all about.
We had to.
But it was cool. I got home, yesterday.
Fairly early.
As it turned into today.
Yes. Earlier than we originally thought.
Yeah, which is good.
It is good.
So, yeah, we're here. We're hanging out with you. We're excited.
Yeah.
Of course, 6:45, we've got birthdays. You can get a birthday shout-out in studio at mystaticradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, breaking news. So we'll be breaking the news to you.
Breaking the news.
At 6:30. Don't worry. We will wake up.
We will.
We're excited.
We're going to wake up.
It's going to be good.
Don't even worry about it.
Matthew from Albuquerque hasn't called in yet, though, so I'm starting to get nervous.
I wonder if he's awake.
Yeah, he might be sleeping.
That's okay. Sleepy
ain't. I'm gonna go get some coffee.
All right.
Yeah, it's gonna happen. We got some Naked and Famous on the way. More of us. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
The smartest men, they built a rocket. Aimed it at a target. Far, far.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Hello.
Hi!
August 20th,
2014. Boom!
And it's time for breaking news. The number of the day is 2.4 million.
The number of skin cells that fall away and die every second.
It's the number of things shared on Facebook every minute.
Oh.
2.4 million things.
That's crazy.
Yep, and they're usually really ridiculous articles about stupid stuff. I am jaded.
Did you see that crazy video Chrissy found and shared about the ghost?
No. Is it about that ghost video we watched here the other day? About the news reporter and they...
No.
It's another one.
It was like super slow motion. They had to really slow it down.
Yes.
Because it was like, hey, this is real. I don't have a Facebook, so I couldn't see it. She had to show it to me.
I'm gonna
That's
have
why
to
I don't have
up.
Facebook. I don't know if you know, I don't have Facebook.
I didn't know
it's
you don't have a
Yeah,
Facebook.
I don't have Facebook because all the ghost story videos that are shared every minute.
You love ghost stories.
2.4 ghost story videos.
2.4 million ghost
yeah.
story videos.
Ha! So.
Yeah. Ha, you joker. You're a joker, I know. I know about it.
About
okay.
that video?
I know about the Joker.
Oh.
I'm going to look up that video in a moment, but right now I have to get to breaking news.
Okay, fine.
Sir,
do your job. Do your job.
The latest estimate says, hey, what year was Brody born?
2013. Yeah.
2013.
Yeah?
Wait. Yes.
No. Yes.
Because I,
Cause
yes.
he won 2014. Yes.
Yes.
In 2015, he'll be... No!
No.
2012.
Okay, because the latest estimate says the average American child born in 2013 will, over the next 18 years, cost his parents $245,000.
Yeah.
Good job on that.
Yeah.
bet it's only going to get more expensive. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
A mom accused of faking cancer was arrested on her way to appear on the Dr. Phil show.
Wow.
What a dummy mom. Come on, mom.
Faked cancer?
That's not good.
Gosh.
I'm trying to think of a cancer joke, and then I realized that's not good. Don't think of those.
Yeah, probably.
A new survey shows that young adults are not saving for retirement. This survey was conducted in 19 years ago. Come on. Nobody ever saves for retirement. Doug, how's your retirement fund? Is it going? Is it going? Zero.
Guys, are
Me
you serious?
Too. Yeah.
I save for retirement.
Saving for retirement is for squares.
Oh, my gosh. Saving for... Guys, I don't want to see you when I'm 70, like, walking into a Walmart, and you guys are like, hello, welcome to... Steve-O?
You won't see me when you're 70.
Hey, man.
You won't see me.
Hey, I just got a part-time job. Just, you know, pass the time. I didn't save for retirement.
No, man, it's all good. I'm planning on getting raptured before that.
Gotcha.
Country music star Taylor Swift announced that in October she will release her first pop album. It's called 1989. She released a single yesterday.
Yeah?
I have not listened to it. Because I know that once I do, it will be infectiously catchy.
Don't
and I won't
it.
Be able to unhear it ever.
Yeah, don't do it.
I'm going to do it. In Seattle, a man was being attacked by a one-legged man swinging his prosthetic limb. When the police broke up the fight, the victim walked away only to be attacked within seconds by a man with a baseball bat. We call this man the most unlucky person in the world.
Yeah.
There's a song written about him that goes like this. Have you heard about the lonesome loser? He gets hit with prosthetic limbs. Then another guy hits him with a baseball bat. It's cause nobody really likes him. The end.
That was good.
No. Wasn't good. Iceland has raised its volcano alert.
Raised it?
Raised it.
I see your hurricane alert and I raise you.
Volcano
one
alert.
One volcano alert.
What's up now? Souvenirs from the sitcom Will and Grace have been placed in the Smithsonian. Dumb. A New York City reporter aimed his camera at a huge rat on a subway platform. In response, the rat made a run at the guy.
Uh-uh.
That rat does not want to be photographed. Much like Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Our Loch Ness monster, Nessie. This big rat didn't want to be photographed.
No photos, please!
Nothing wrong with that. He didn't want to be caught up in the paparazzi storm.
Papa?
Yeah, it's like Doug. Doug gets caught up in the paparazzi every day when he comes to work. Don't you, Doug?
Yeah.
I know about you. I know about your ways.
We saw a couple of them yesterday camped out. They were hiding out in the bushes over there.
Just to see Doug in the morning. A Massachusetts man fell asleep in a chair in his living room. Are they out there? Good grief. When he woke up, there was a bloody stranger sleeping on the couch. That's
creepy.
Whoa! Yeah. Let's read that one again. A Massachusetts man fell asleep in his chair in his living room. But when he woke up, there was a bloody stranger sleeping on the couch.
Gosh.
Not like British bloody, like physical blood everywhere.
Like actual, yeah.
Blood. Not funny. According to a new study, a small child's ability to accurately draw indicates the child's intelligence or lack thereof.
Oh, yeah, my kids are smart because they draw them comic book things.
They draw them comic book things. Oh, no. Oh, great.
What?
He brought me to this desert land.
The Lord.
Mm-hmm. Now it's the Lord. When we're bragging about it, it's you. A New Mexico woman who became ill with flu-like symptoms after returning home from West Africa earlier this month is now under quarantine at an Albuquerque hospital where she is being tested for the Ebola virus.
That's good. Oh, so good.
Authorities at the University of New Mexico Hospital say that it's unlikely that the unidentified 30-year-old woman is affected with Ebola.
See? Come on.
But given the disease's nearly 90% mortality rate, they say that they're acting out of an abundance of caution.
Yeah.
She worked as a teacher in Sierra Leone. Doug, you mentioned this yesterday, didn't you? You tried to warn me and I didn't listen.
Nope.
Doug, I'm sorry. I got caught up in your sweeping grandeur and did not listen to you. Mm. I was too busy looking at your beautiful face.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
punch.
Right.
Punch, punch, punch.
Don't punch his face.
No. Yeah.
An extremely rare albino-headed crocodile named for deceased pop legend Michael Jackson was killed in Australia Ooh. After he ate a fisherman in front of his wife.
Well, I mean, that's...
The 57-year-old victim was fishing in shallow waters in the Adelaide River. According to reports, the man waded into the river to untangle a fishing line when the 15-foot crocodile attacked, dragging him over 650 feet before chowing down on him. Horrified, the fisherman's wife fled in search of rescuers, but Michael Jackson had already eaten most of her husband by the time they arrived.
Too soon?
Hours later, wildlife officials tracked down the rare reptile and killed it before recovering the remains of the fisherman. That's why you never name an animal Michael Jackson.
You never do, because you never know what's going to happen.
That's right.
He's got a taste for dudes.
The crocodile, that is.
Yeah, that's what I meant. What do you mean?
The crocodile. That's nope. Veteran rock climber Brad Parker died just a few hours after proposing to his girlfriend during a separate climb. Parker's death happened when he was climbing alone on Saturday in Yosemite National Park. He'd apparently called his father shortly after the proposal to say that it was the happiest day of his life. Then he and his fiance went their separate ways as he tried to tackle the climb alone. That's why you don't climb alone. And if you do, well, I guess you could climb alone, but wouldn't it be smart to have like a buddy waiting in the car?
Yeah. Well, waiting in the car? Hey man, just wait in the car.
At the bottom or something. Yeah. Somebody there.
Yeah.
You know, so if Gosh, something happens, like they can, I'm supposed to be back by this time.
Right.
And then you don't show up and they just go right where you are. I don't know anything about climbing.
I don't either at all.
The most I know about climbing is that I'm Spider-Man. When a parody news website published the article Facebook Drug Task Force to begin monitoring all messages October 1st on Monday, thousands of teen stoners on Facebook panicked. According to the fake story, next month Facebook will begin implementing a task force designed to arrest those who buy and sell narcotics, monitoring all postings and messages created by its users. Within 24 hours, over 100,000 people had shared the shocking news. A Facebook spokesperson called the article spectacularly false, pointing out that the Facebook hotline number listed in the reports connects to Westboro Baptist Church.
Hey!
Everybody's favorite church. They hate everyone.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what you think. Oh, no. No, that's a good thing. I'm gonna... No. Oh, this is cool. Self-driving cars are coming and people are freaked out about them.
Yeah.
Here's something that might not put those people at ease. Oh, good. According to a Google engineer, the cars are designed to exceed the speed limit. Oh, yeah. I can drive 55! There's actually a good reason for it. The lead software engineer on the project says the car is programmed to go about 10 miles over the speed limit. The reason is safety. When cars all around the Google car are speeding, going slower than those cars would actually make driving conditions more dangerous. Don't tell that to Albuquerque drivers, because then it'll become even worse. No one here can drive. I've gotten to be a worse driver since I moved here.
I think it's just, it's infectious.
It is.
Yeah.
Many things here are infectious. Oh, this is cool. A New Jersey man spent his 101st birthday at work in the job he has held for, you know, 73 years.
Wow.
Herman High Goldman still works 4 days a week at a light fixture company called Capital Lighting in East Hanover, New Jersey. He used to say that he would retire at 100. But when he reached that milestone, he changed his mind. Aside from a brief absence to serve in the Army during World War II, Goldman has worked for the company since 1941, and he still drives himself to work.
That's crazy.
That is the best man in the world.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I took a brief reprieve from going to work at my one job I've had for 41 years to go to the war and win,
yeah.
And now I'm, you know, just working, still driving myself to work. I'm 101 years old.
Wow.
That's respectable.
Jersey.
That's right. Jersey.
There's so many respectable things in Jersey.
Tons of respectable things in Jersey. Hey.
Yeah.
Where does Derek Jeter live?
New York?
Where does he live, Doug?
Hamptons. Oregon?
Doug is saying something.
Alaska.
Derek Jeter lives
Puerto
in
Rico.
New Jersey.
Where?
Where is he?
Florida.
Florida.
Because there's no taxes there.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Ugh. That's
his anyway, name. On his retirement tour, Derek Jeter has received plenty of tributes, TV commercials, commemorative videos, gifts such as subway tiles, a surfboard, and a fine bottle of wine. Doug came in wearing a piece of Derek Jeter's skin. We didn't ask any questions because we were horrified.
Yeah.
And now a 5-acre corn maze in New Jersey. Von Thun Farms in South Brunswick, about 55 miles south of Yankee Stadium, is famous for its corn mazes. Owner Cindy Von Thun told the Associated Press, the farm originally planned a maze that looked like a tractor carrying pumpkins, but instead, Utah-based The Maze Company, which helps build the Von Thun mazes, suggested Derek Jeter-shaped corn maze.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
The maze has been completed. We'll be open from September 20th through Halloween. Doug, are you going to go on a pilgrimage to this corn maze and get lost in it and never come home?
You could walk in Derek Jeter's nostril.
That would be the best, Doug. You could find his heart and live there.
Yeah.
You could live in Derek Jeter's heart forever. It would be like going to heaven for you, which is real sad.
That is real sad.
To me. A dog owner in China has given hair of the dog a whole new meaning by developing a rather large appetite for her pet's fur.
Oh.
This is cool. The 27-year-old woman claims she has consumed over 1,000 servings of fur.
Oh, gosh.
From her toy poodle, Cuckoo. She had her first taste 2 years ago while cleaning up Cuckoo's fur balls at her home. Snacking on Cuckoo's fur soon became a daily addiction. Ugh. She says the fur has a sweet chocolate-like flavor and tastes best after Cuckoo is bathed.
Nope.
This is wonderful news.
I love that the dog's name is Cuckoo.
It is. I go Cuckoo for cocoa. I go Cuckoo for Cuckoo fur. Fur puffs.
For Cuckoo fluffs.
I go Cuckoo for Cuckoo fluffs. Some people call tooting fluffing.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Hey, here's my worst nightmare.
Oh, good.
One of the joys of buying a car is discovering One of the joys of buying a car is discovering some things your old car didn't have.
Ooh.
Like, you know, a boa constrictor in your car.
Whoa!
A woman in the UK found a 3-foot boa constrictor in the trunk of a used Volkswagen she just purchased. She and a friend managed to wrap the boa in a towel and take him to a nearby reptile rescue facility. When she tracked down the VW's previous owner, he said he'd lost the snake 2 months ago and didn't know where it went.
Wow.
And that thing was alive. Boa constrictors. 3 men in Pennsylvania used $500 in counterfeit cash. Police say the men passed 5 bogus $100 bills to pay for a Shih Tzu puppy.
That's crazy how much it is for animals these days. Chrissy was wanting to get a puppy. She was looking at puppy prices.
Yeah.
The puppy prices are... There's no word.
It's lucky that they bought it in America, because if they'd have bought it in Britain, it would have been a pound puppy. Thank you. I did that. How early is it right now?
Oh, man.
I did it. Guys, I made a joke. Doug.
We have got to end on that. That was perfect.
Okay.
That was a perfect pound puppy.
Let's end on it.
Predicament. Yes. Pronunciation.
And either traffic. Way.
All right.
Man, we are awesome this morning.
Yeah, we are.
We are the best one. We have construction I-25 in Paseo, and we have construction Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That is all, because now it is time to go talk to Doug and see what he's doing about birthdays. Doug.
Make us laugh, Doug. Do something big, Doug. Make it big, Doug.
There it is.
Go, Doug. Do it, Doug.
Okay.
Hey, Doug.
Why do sorority girls only ride on odd number buses?
Why?
because they can't even.
Oh my gosh.
Also going with the remix song version this morning.
Yeah, it sounds cool.
Today is
Happy Birthday,
August 20th,
Happy Birthday,
2014, day 232. There are 133 days remaining. Two birthday shout-outs today.
You're gonna have to turn this off. You're gonna have to turn this off and start it over.
No, this is incredible. That's okay. Awesome. That means everything's gonna be.
You have to exit it.
No. This is perfect. That just.
It makes sense. It makes sense with its environment today. Let's do it.
Soundguard is crapping out. So.
Two birthdays this morning.
Okay.
One, my father.
Hey!
And two, Celeste.
Oh.
Oh, crap. I didn't get her anything.
It's Celeste's birthday.
Oh, no. Doug Sr.
Yep, Doug Sr.
Doug Sr. and Celeste.
Happy birthday, Doug Sr.
Today's
Happy birthday, Celeste.
Today's birthday is brought to you in part by my dad.
Yeah. Awesome!
Because without him, I wouldn't be here. Thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Dad.
You make a solid case there.
Thank you for giving us...
First up this morning, famous first crazy hair and boxing promotion.
Don King.
Yes.
We saw a great laser light show last night.
We did. Pew, pew, laser. Pew, 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 pew. Don King is 71.
73.
He's 83 years old.
Whoa!
Next up, famous TV weatherman. Good Morning America. Yes.
Al Roker.
Al Roker today celebrating a birthday.
52. 55.
He is 60 years old.
Oh, okay. Whoa.
The 6-0, what's up? Partying like I'm an old dude.
Next up, an American actress.
Kate
who's worked
Winslet.
In theater and television. She was in Burn This.
Mark Hamill.
She was in The Heidi Chronicles, Manhunter, Peggy Sue Got Married, Pleasantville, The Notebook.
Reese Witherspoon.
The Bourne Supremacy. The Bourne Ultimatum.
Diane Wait, Lane.
Yeah.
Nope. Death Race and The Bourne Legacy. Joan Allen.
Joan Allen. I always get them confused.
Is she the one that works at the agency?
She's the one that always reminds me of Diane Lane.
Yeah, I see that. Sorry. Reese Witherspoon is the best thing I've ever made up. Reese Witherspoon.
Joan Allen is 47.
Joan Allen today is 50.
She is 58.
Whoa, dude. Whoa. What? What? Is it Fred Durst's birthday?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
It is Fred Durst's birthday.
You need to calm down. This is not
what?
Good.
Oh,
this is not good.
What?
They put out a new song and it is awful. Don't do this. If he keeps having birthdays, it's going to get worse. Did you know he actually directs movies?
Yeah.
He directed, like, family movies. What's the one?
It's Texas about the Chainsaw Massacre Part 2.
No.
It's about a family.
It's
that
about
lived
the little woods. Girl that wanted to play football. Oh. It was a Disney movie. Came out recently. Hang on. I'm going to look this up. Fred Durst movies. No, not favorite movies. Directed.
That Let's see what his favorite
is...
movies aren't said.
Here it is. Fred Durst, director.
Happy 40th. I'm going to say he's 40.
I think he's 41.
He is 44 years old
oh,
today.
Oh, snyop. I got y'all. The Long Shots. He directed The Long Shots. Did you guys see that?
Next up, an American actress, singer, songwriter. She made her debut as a child in Barney and Friends. And then she rose to prominence
Hillary
on the
Duff.
Television show Camp Rock.
Oh. Camp Rock. Is this Lovato?
Yes, it is.
Demi Lovato.
Nope.
Yep. Demi Lovato is who this is.
26.
She's 24.
She is 22 years old.
Whoa.
Shoot me in the face.
No, why would I do that? You're
because
my friend.
It's time to do this. Robert Plant.
Yes.
Booyah.
Hear my cry. in my car, in my alley, in my phone. Never.
Godzilla!
I'm lacking, backpacking, where I met you.
I'm mixing up all the words, I'm so tired, I usually know this song.
Come with me!
Wasn't that Godzilla?
Yes, it was.
Robert Plant was in the video.
Jimmy Page!
Jimmy
no.
Page.
Which one?
No, Jimmy Robert Page. Jimmy Page singer. Was in the video.
Yeah. Yes.
Jimmy Page was in the video. Robert Plant was the original singer.
Man, I love
he's
Pink
singing
Floyd.
Right now.
Very good, man.
Oh.
See, this is, right?
I thought this was Roger Winter's group.
Oh, man.
No, this is clearly ELO.
Oh, my bad.
No.
Dude,
no,
Bill
no.
is rolling over in his grave.
We're
now.
All wrong. We're all wrong. This is Genesis.
Ow! So close. He's got to be 67.
Ooh, I think he's 71.
He is 66.
Oh, man!
Next up, an American actress. She began her film, her career on stage.
Toby Mac.
And then she went on to be in Drop Dead Gorgeous. She also was in Catch Me If You Can.
Denise Richards.
She was in Enchanted.
Amy Adams.
Yes.
Yeah! Ella Enchanted. She was also in Man O' Steel.
She was also in Wedding Crashers.
She was also... She wasn't in Wedding Crashers. That was
yeah,
Isla
that
Fisher.
Was, yeah. They look...
Sacha Baron
Are you
Cohen.
Trying to get me right
yeah.
now?
Sacha Baron Cohen.
That's his wife.
Yeah.
She was in Hot Rod. Amy Adams...
Was
is,
in Talladega Nights.
Yes. Was her... Okay, what was
American
her...
American Hustle.
What yes. was her acting debut? Did you say?
It was in Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Drop Dead Gorgeous. That movie was awful and
hilarious.
Yeah. That part where the tractor goes over the hill and then... I laughed out loud in the theater when that happened.
Amy
that was
Adams.
That movie, right?
Yeah.
They were all trying to be beauty queens
yes.
or whatever? Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Amy First Adams today... She's older than we think. I think she's 38.
Oh, man, because I was going to say, okay, older than we think. That's younger than I thought. So I'm going to go 37.
She is 40.
Dang it, that's what I was going to say!
You should have said
and
it.
You said older, and I was like, oh, maybe I'm way off.
Well, the thing is, she's supposed to be playing Lois Lane. And Lois Lane is around the same age as Superman would think, but she's a bit older,
apparently.
I know this. It's a Unix system. I know this. This is Spider-Man, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it Andrew Garfield's birthday?
Yeah.
Wow.
His birthday is the day after that movie came out on DVD, on Blu-ray yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I did, huh?
Mm-hmm. Part two.
Totally forgot to
Man,
buy
here's
it.
The
oh,
thing.
Wait, no, I didn't.
Here's the thing, guys. That movie's not bad. It's an emotional roller coaster,
yeah,
but
are you really
other movies
watch it again.
Yeah,
on,
I liked it. Other movies are better than that movie, and that's what's stacked up against it.
Yeah. Here's the problem. Well, no, never mind. We'll talk after. Because you see what released digitally this week?
Yes.
Marvel, good job.
Yes.
So I was like, man,
what am
man,
I supposed to do about this, man? Look, what am I supposed to do?
By the one I'll actually watch over and over again.
Yeah.
Or this one.
Oh. Doug, what am I supposed to do about this, man? Tell me. Doug,
it.
Tell me.
I'm supposed to do it.
I feel like Andrew Garfield's like our age.
Andrew Garfield is... I think he's 30.
See, I thought he was older, dang it. I'm going to stick with what I thought originally. 35.
Okay. He is 31
dang
years
it!
Old.
Yeah. Yeah. I was wrong.
On to dates.
No!
I don't want to go on a date.
Lewis and Clark's Crops of Discovery. Exploring the Louisiana Purchase suffered its only death when Sergeant Charles Floyd died apparently from acute appendicitis.
Dang, dude. How you gonna go out that way, bro?
Louisiana Purchase, that's Southern stuff. That's all you tell me.
The Louisiana Purchase was from Louisiana all the way up into, like, Montana.
No.
Yes.
That was a big purchase.
You are...
I hope the interest wasn't crazy. Am I right? Am I right?
If I'm ever a stand-up comedian, that's going to be my voice.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing today? My name is Mateo. Let's tell some jokes. Am I right?
Oh, man.
What about that economy? Enough said. Enough said.
This was way back in... They were in canoes, right?
Yeah, they were in canoes.
So it had to have been a long time ago. I'm thinking like 60.
They still have canoes. They're still a viable transportation thing.
Not like then.
Oh my gosh.
This song was on their mixtape.
Oh,
that they put in.
Dang, so.
I want to love you for who you are, Doug.
1649.
That's a good guess.
Really?
I think so. I'm going to say 1602.
Or 1804.
It's a good guess.
That was a good guess, yo.
This same way here, President Andrew Johnson formally declared the U.S. Civil War over.
Andrew Johnson?
1865.
We had a president named Andrew Johnson?
Yeah.
1866.
1866 is correct.
Oh, man, I almost said 1866. But I said 65.
Ain't that crazy?
Andrew Johnson.
This same way, you're the first commercial radio station, AMKWWJ, began operations in Detroit, Michigan.
I feel like we should know Bill! This. Home of radio, Detroit!
Bill! Commercial radio. Which is great.
Radio began in Detroit.
Let's see here. Commercial radio. What do you think? I'm going to say... Nope. I'm going to say 1929.
41.
1920.
Oh, wow.
On this day, what year? All four Beatles were together in the recording studio for the final time as they finished the Abbey Road LP.
'68? I'll stick with it.
71.
1969. This day in what year? The Supreme Court of Canada stated that Quebec could not legally secede from Canada without the federal government's approval.
That's good.
Wait, which state?
Quebec.
Quebec. 85.
Oh, man, I don't know the answer to this.
What?
I hope she's not cussing in French.
I know. She is, Doug. That's what all French is.
Oh, okay.
1985. Yeah, don't you know? Because they say, pardon my French.
Pardon my French.
Oh, man. Anytime somebody cusses, they say, pardon my French.
I say 1981.
1998. And now the number one song of the day.
Is this Jive talking, dude?
No.
What is
this? Grease.
Grease, man. Grease is the word.
Is that a...
Hey, who is this guy?
Is that a TV show? Was
Frankie Valli.
Or...
No, who is this guy?
Oh, that guy. Frankie Valli.
You're Frankie Valli?
Yeah.
I am not Frankie Valli.
Man, you're cool.
I saw Grease once.
Hey, Grease is the word.
I kind of remember it.
Let me think here. Travolta was young. Olivia Newton-John was young. It gets kind of like, you know, if they tried to make that movie today, everybody would get arrested. So I'm going to say 1978.
76.
Number one song on this day in 1978.
Nice!
Today is National Radio Day, Lemonade Day, Chocolate Pecan Pie Day, and Bacon Lovers Day.
All right.
Wow, Thebes, it's your day, brah.
And it's Bill's Day.
Yeah, because Radio Day in Detroit.
Yeah, Bill, all right, you got one, huh?
We got a great show for you today. It is Wednesday, which means Comics Corner. We're excited about that. We'll have a question of the day at some point. Who knows?
Who knows? We've got a beautiful picture of Sleepy Angel Owls on our Facebook.
Mm.
It's real cute if you guys are into cute stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm talking ornaments. I'm talking about little statues of babies. Cute stuff.
We're also going to talk gym class horror stories.
Neato.
I mean, it's back to school.
It's back to school.
I like that.
You go back to school.
To prove to dad.
You're not a fool.
That's right. Quick break. Coming back. Some Amberlynn. Some Noel. More team. Awesome morning party.
No!
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Let's take a quick little gander at the traffico outside.
Shall we?
Nothing to report other than the construction zones. I-25 in Paseo. Also, we have some construction. Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That roadway's been reduced to 2 lanes. Had a friend that had a little bit of an accident on the construction at I-25 in Paseo over the weekend. So, guys, be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to what you're doing because they are constantly changing the lane. Like, the lanes are shifting.
It's crazy. The layout, everything's yeah.
So just pay attention around there. Every day we see an accident. Be careful. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch Coffee Shop here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. Closed for the week.
Closed for the week.
As they revamp and they're going to rock some new menu items. And
part of my soul is dead.
I'm really excited about that in the future. I'm really sad about it this morning because I am so hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah. You know, I hit a Horcrux in Sopo.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's good.
I can't tell anybody where it is, but now I'm kind of sad because I think they've rearranged stuff and I'm not sure where it's gone.
Much like Paseo. You just don't know where it's been.
You don't know what you got till it's gone, Doug.
Welcome Remember back that. To school. It is that time, and of course, back to school, you think of all those wonderful back to school stories or stories from when you were in school.
Neato.
Let's be honest, gym class.
Gym class.
Wasn't always the best.
Nope.
Wasn't my favorite, I'm not gonna lie. Gosh. They're making it even better for students in the WQ Community School District in Iowa. Here's an interesting get-out-of-gym-class strategy. High school and mid-school students are now required to wear heart monitors during PE class to monitor their heart rates to see if they're getting enough exercise. Did you ever try and get out of gym?
Okay, gym was different for us, I think, in Mississippi. It wasn't
really?
Like it wasn't extreme because I would see episodes of the Wonder Years or whatever. And be like, man, I'm glad gym's not like that. Where they had to climb the rope, or they had to do this, or they had to do that. Ours was never really like that. We had to run and stuff, but we played games more than anything else.
Right.
You know, so it wasn't like, I'm so scared to go to gym class. Now, of course, I was never one of those kids that was like first pick to be on any team.
Of course not.
But I wasn't necessarily the last either. I was somewhere in the middle.
There you go. You're caught in the middle.
Yes, as usual.
Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. What's that song you play every now and then? It's pretty popular. I don't know the title. It's like To the Raising of the Dead. It's a pretty hard rock song.
Pretty hard rock song.
Yeah.
To the
it's got that line in it. He says several times, To the Raising of the Dead.
To the Raising of the Dead.
Does it sound like that?
You know which one I mean?
Raising of the dead.
Wait, raising of the dead or raisins of the dead?
Like raising the dead. You know, like Lazarus was raised from the dead.
I thought you meant like California raisin. My bad. I'm tired.
I don't know which.
I don't know. We can
metal. Is it metal?
Oh, you don't know.
Is it like
you don't know
hard rock?
How does it go?
Can you sing it?
Yeah, it's a hard rock song, you know, pretty heavy. And I think the word shepherd is in it, magic shepherd or
magic
something.
Magic shepherd, he raises you from the dead.
But you don't know which one that is.
Hang on, let me think.
Okay.
Raising up from the dead.
No, you raise it from the dead.
Good Shepherd gonna show up, lift up my head. Does it go like this?
And we'll go down south to the river and find our way. When the good old shepherd raise up my head and make me have a good day.
The only words I understand in the song, you know, is to the raising of the dead. Maybe I'm not even getting that right.
There's a Slipknot song that goes, from the living
dead.
But we don't play that because it's bad.
Oh, you're thinking of Woven Hand, Good Shepherd.
Yeah, that's the one you're thinking
of.
We'll play
Woven Hand. We'll totally play it, man.
Okay, thank you, sir.
We got you. Problems. Thanks for calling.
Okay, God bless.
God bless you, too. All right.
It's my Good Shepherd
raising up. He says raising of the dead a bunch.
I don't know, but I think that is the one he's talking about.
I think so, too.
Magic Shepherd!
It's my Good Shepherd.
And Magic Shepherd!
Magic Shepherd is the new lyric I'm going to sing.
Raisins of the Dead.
Magic
that
Shepherd.
Is the California Raisin Halloween special that needs to happen.
It does. It really does.
If you're a Hollywood person out there, I gave you that idea. You give me some money.
Gosh, dude. Well, that story went out the window.
No. Gym class horror stories. We're going to stick with it because I've already typed it.
There you go. The school district out in Iowa, they have to wear a costume now, basically. A uniform, as if PE didn't suck enough. They have to place straps containing heart sensors around their entire chest. The sensors send data about the students' heart rates that will be projected onto a screen or a wall in your classroom while you're exercising. The online application collects data. It shows how close a student is to reaching his or her target heart rate and maintains a record of how long students remain in those zones. School officials say the program is designed to improve students' health by offering feedback and motivation, not to make sure that they're actually in gym class, you know, and not ditching gym, because let's be honest, PE was probably number one as far as the class you
get on out of it.
Like, what? You know, are you serious? Oh man, when it was like, oh man, we're gonna run today, I'm like, oh cool, man,
cool.
Extra lunch for this guy.
Lunch. I went. My school was too small to do that stuff. The classes weren't. I didn't go to one of these schools where you had like 150, 200 people in your class.
Yeah.
Like, my graduating class, I remember in fourth grade we had 100 kids.
Dang.
And by the time we graduated, it was 57 people. I graduated with 56 other people. Yeah, so it was small town, like rural Mississippi County School. It's called Morville Attendance Center now. I went to the same place from kindergarten to senior year, just in different buildings. It wasn't in the same room. It's not like that down south.
Right.
But it was at one point, like back in the day, like in the 40s.
Wow.
But anyway, yeah, another thing, you know how in gym classes on TV, like they have to change clothes, like they have to put on t-shirts and shorts,
and then
they take showers and stuff?
Yeah.
Never experienced that, ever.
Yeah. I hated it. I hated PE.
Yeah.
Hated, because that whole scene, that whole, hey, we're all going to go shower now, and cool, man. I was de-pants I don't know how many times in gym class, in PE. Especially on, like, it was like during basketball season. It was like, cool, man. Yeah. Ha, 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 ha. It was so funny again. You'd think I would learn to wear underwear.
One day you will. Hey, this goes out to our boy that gave us a call. This is Good Shepherd by Woven Hand.
Magic Shepherd.
Yeah. It's what you're looking for, we think. If it's not it, call us back and we'll try again.
Steve Austin Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Looks like we don't have anything going on other than the construction needing to be covered, which is I-25 in Paseo, and construction Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. The roadway is reduced to 2 lanes. That's your look at traffic right now.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Sadly closed this week as they revamp and prepare, but you know, sometimes they gotta do things, take care of business.
Gotta do it.
To get ready for next week. I'm excited, man. A new menu, new stuff. It's gonna be good. This last week we were talking about the Super Bowl and the halftime show.
Mm-hmm.
According to a report from the Wall Street Journal, the NFL has no idea how concerts work.
Yes.
According to a report by the WSJ,
yeah,
the NFL is asking musical artists to pay for the right to play at their halftime show.
What? What?
Yeah.
Pay to play at the halftime show.
Yeah, the NFL, according to the Wall Street Journal, has narrowed down the list of potential performers to three candidates. And when notifying the artist camps of their candidacy, the league representative also asked if they'd be willing to contribute a portion of their post-Super Bowl tour income to the league, or if they would be willing to make some other type of financial contribution in exchange for the halftime gig. So basically, hey, we'll let you perform at our Super Bowl. If you go on tour this year, though, we want like a cut of your tour proceeds.
Because, oh,
you know, playing the halftime show, that's probably why your tickets are selling out so well.
Okay.
Or it could be because you're one of these three finalists, Rihanna, Katy Perry, and Coldplay.
The NFL has lost its mind.
Yeah. Yep, that's the three finalists, at least according to the Wall Street Journal. Rihanna, Katy Perry, and Coldplay.
Wait, those are the finalists for the Super Bowl?
That's what it says.
I thought it was Carrie Underwood.
Right. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. Yeah. According to the Wall Street Journal, that's how they found out, because they notified the artist camps of their, hey, you're a candidate for the halftime show this year. What you going to pay us? What you going to pay us?
We
would like to extend the opportunity to you to play the halftime show. We know that you're an up-and-coming band, Coldplay.
Right.
And we would like to help further your career by allowing you to pay us to play the halftime show. I know that sounds great to you because, again, being an up-and-coming band that doesn't really, you know,
right,
don't really do a whole lot. What do you think about that, Coldplay?
What do you think?
Coldplay? Coldplay?
Are you there?
Yeah. Coldplay? Hello? I think they hung up.
Okay. Let's call him back. No,
let's call Rihanna. Katy Perry. Hi, Rihanna. Hi, we would like to offer you the opportunity to play at the halftime show. You can pay us because we know that you're coming. Oh, I'm sorry, Rihanna? Oh, that was rude, Rihanna. Okay, well, I guess Rihanna doesn't
want to play the halftime. They call her rude girl.
I wish I could have heard those phone calls they were calling people to ask to play the halftime show and say, yeah. Katy Perry, we know that you've had a couple small hits.
You know, just a couple.
We'd like to help further your career by extending you the opportunity to play the halftime show.
We want to help you.
We really do. We got a great opportunity. It's only going to cost you like $500,000.
Yeah.
We would like you to play the halftime show.
Just a small percentage.
No. We're not going to pay you $500,000. We'd like you to pay us $500,000 to play our halftime show. Is that
that's really dumb.
Unreasonable? Static.
Morning.
Morning.
Okay, you guys are forgetting something.
All right.
The NFL is a nonprofit entity, a 501c3.
Oh.
Maybe other nonprofit entities that bring concerts to venues should take note.
I think those 501c3s would also get told no by a bunch of people.
I know, right? Hey, man, we got this great opportunity. We'd like for you to play a show for us. We'd like for you to pay to play the show.
Right.
Thanks for the call, by the way. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, sir.
Gosh. Yeah. NFL, according to the Wall Street Journal, anyways, wants the halftime performer to pay.
Yeah. That is interesting. Now, I did not know that the NFL was a 501c3. But
are they?
I don't know. It seems to me that they make a lot of money in advertising off of said Super Bowl.
Yeah, how's that
so
work?
I don't know.
Maybe what happens is they provide the product, and then like say Fox or NBC or one of those people, they pay for the rights to air it.
I'm sure that's
so then
what
the
it
advertising
is.
Comes into the stations,
the network.
Not necessarily the nonprofit.
Mm.
Right? Right, I'm trying to make sense of
it. So the network would be like an underwriter.
Dougie.
according to Billboard.com, the week after the Super Bowl last year, Bruno Mars' album sales jumped 164%.
Wow.
He sold the week after the Super Bowl, he sold 40,000 copies.
I'm sorry, who?
Instead of 15.
Who, no Mars?
Bruno.
No.
Oh.
No.
I didn't see his, I didn't see his.
2012.
Super Bowl.
I'm not allowed to comment on it after Bart Millard of an actual Christian band.
You got
to
be careful.
Commented saying that he enjoyed it and then was immediately, his Jesus card was revoked, sadly. So.
Ah.
Yeah. It was a bad day for him.
His J card?
Yeah, his J card was taken away.
Mm.
It was pretty bad. So, yeah, what do you think? NFL wants a potential Super Bowl halftime act to pay for the right to play their halftime show.
That's pretty interesting.
I know. I mean, if they get away with it, why not? Hey, speaking of football, speaking of sports, speaking of amazing non-profit, or maybe they are for profit, but they're owned by the state, so it works out.
Mm-hmm.
Got some details on the Lobos.
A couple of them.
Would you like to do your Lobos?
Nah.
Oh.
It's okay.
You do a great Lobo commercial.
Your Lobo football team is on the prowl.
Yeah, do it.
No,
you
I'm
got, done. Oh, okay. Coming back, we got Comics Corner. Stick around to see Monster Morning Party.
Now.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Take a look at traffic. Our boy,
shall we?
DJ Bossman Dan said it's crazy coming in on Paseo.
Yeah.
Just packed house. Also, there's an accident off to the side, I-40 East at Coors Road. Doug, we said somebody called in about this, right?
Yeah.
Somebody called in about this accident. So, I-40 East at Coors Road, exit 155, an accident is off to the side and traffic is congested around that. We have construction I-25 in Paseo. There is a lot of congestion around there. Also, construction Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. The roadway is reduced to two lanes. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. Coffee shop here on the Calvert campus. Excitedly going through some exciting changes.
Exciting changes are exciting, yeah. Except it's unexcitedly closed this week.
Closed for the week. They will be reopening. I can't wait for the reopen because new menu items.
Yes.
Some exciting things happening.
Yes.
And we being, you know, everyday partakers of the Solomon's Porch.
We love that Sopo.
It's good for us.
Now, I'll tell y'all right now, we love that Sopo every day. Sad when it ain't there or whatnot.
I have noticed a huge impact in my life.
Yeah. A sleepy impact.
It's called No Breakfast or Coffee. So, shout out to Peter Benson. What, KKT?
Yeah, dude, Peter makes coffee every day, and it's strong coffee.
It's strong.
You don't argue with that coffee.
No, you do not. It will beat you in a fight.
It will.
So, yeah, there you go. Hey, it is 8:18. It is Wednesday. Are you ready for our favorite segment of the week?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, nerds.
To the Idiot Mobile.
Hey, it's Comics Corner, and I really want to read. I'm going to read.
Comics Corner! Welcome to it!
Black Hole Sun!
Oh.
Black Hole Sun!
Soundgarden was amazing last night!
Guys, we got to go see Soundgarden and Nine Inch Nails, and it was a great show.
Gosh! Yep. Comics Corner brought to you by Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast, here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. AstroZombies.com or 232-7800 for more on the Zombies Day Astro.
Woohoo!
It is Comics Corner.
Did you get a funny?
I did, my wife.
Hey, Chrissy!
She's watching us right now.
Hey, Chrissy!
I always feel like somebody's watching Steve.
And I get no privacy, Steve.
That was even better!
I know.
Oh, that was even better!
I'm standing on the shoulder of giants. One shoulder.
Shut up.
Of multiple giants.
The bride. She loves Comics Corner.
You know who
Huge
else does?
Fan.
Comic nerds, you bunch of nerds out there.
Big old nerds out there.
And then the other people that don't necessarily care about comics, but then they listen just to hear how nerdy we get.
That's true.
I had a friend at the gym, my boy Morgan, said, "Matt, I had no idea that you were such a freaking nerd." I was like, "Yeah, man, I keep it a secret." Nah, he enjoyed it, though. That's the cool thing about Comics Corner is we nerd out and people actually enjoy it.
It transcends all things.
We were saying yesterday, if we could tell our kid selves, guess what? Don't worry. One day you'll have a job where you work on the radio station and you get to talk about comic books for an hour every week.
Yeah.
And people actually listen and care about what you're saying.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Where are you going?
I was
going
to go grab Multiversity.
Well, I'm reading it, so don't.
I won't move it.
Guys, we have some great books to cover this week.
It's on the first page.
I know. Don't lose my place.
Multiverse-shattering event going on right now.
Neato Mosquito, y'all. Right. That sounds neat.
Grant Morrison, he is known for, just weird crap.
Grant Morrison is one of those very heady writers. It's intense. It's fantastic storytelling, but at the same time, it's very convoluted.
Yeah, and
it can be hard to follow.
Truth be told, normally it's one of those, he's one of those writers, for me anyways, that I won't read a lot of his issues. I will buy it when it comes out as a trade, a collected form, so that I could read the entirety of it, because there's so much in there you forget.
Mm-hmm.
Black Hole Sun.
Yeah. And Multiversity, his new series, which, by the way, he kind of, I don't want to say irritated or upset anybody at DC, but he made it very clear that this is not a new 52 book.
Mm.
This is not in the new universe, if you will. This is the Multiversity. Now, Multiversity is pretty much a word that is made up. So the question is asked of Grant Morrison, what is Multiversity? He says, well, obviously it's his latest comic book event. It's going to be taking place on alternate Earths, each drawn by different artists.
Wow.
Yeah. It's got book-ended issues, plus six single-issue adventures. So, we've got the first issue of Multiversity today, and then it's going to take place throughout different universes. On the back page, you get a glimpse at what the next issue is going to be. I got to be honest, man. There was a lot to take in this one. You start off reading this comic, and as you're reading the comic, the reader in the comic book is reading a comic as well that just so happens to be the comic you are reading at the same time.
Mm.
I don't want to spoil too much. I will say this. It has the potential to be one of the most interesting reads.
Okay.
In years.
Now, here's the real question, though. Is this going to be worth following issue to issue, or is it one that we should wait and read the collected edition?
From reading this first one in its entirety, I would say I'm going to follow it.
Okay.
Only because it seems like it's bookended with, hey, here's the beginning, and then it's going to take place on all these different universes, like standalones.
Yeah.
And then it'll shoot back in the end. So I think you can probably follow along easily because it's going to be taking place in different universes. In this issue, we saw universe 0, 5, 7, 8, 11, 16, 23, 26, 36, 41, 42, 44, and 48.
Well, neato.
Those are the different Earths we visited.
And we have 51 total.
51 different universes.
That's pretty neat.
Some interesting stuff goes on in here. On the cover, you see this very prominent African-American Superman.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was from Earth 9. I can't remember.
Okay.
Earth 8, Earth 7.
That's cool.
He was from one of them. He also happens to be the president of the United States.
Oh.
In his universe.
There you go.
But something is taking place across all universes, and they have to band together from all these different universes to try and take out this giant threat. What I loved about it is right away you get a glimpse into this character named Nix Voltan, or Jotun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to say it. He's the last of the monitors. So if you know anything about Crisis on Infinite Earths, this is really taking you to that. There are some characters that pop up that if you know your DC history, you're pretty stoked on. There's some really cool throwbacks. And the idea of this is heroes are created for a purpose. All beings are created for a purpose. And things happen that cause people to have to make choices, have to make sacrifices. And it's written really well. I love the idea because without giving too much away, there's something that is that they're confronted with pretty right away in the comic. And some choices have to be made. So it is definitely one of those self-sacrificing, greater good. Okay. We have to do this to, you know, let's band and unite for this common purpose because we're heroes.
Right.
This is what heroes do. So this is the next big thing from Grant Morrison. I don't know how much it's going to really shape the DC universe as a whole because, as Grant Morrison said, this is not a new 52 book. This is his next story that he wanted to tell. So, who knows? Speaking of the new 52, a couple books that we covered this week.
Yes.
Teen Titans, brand new series to DC. This is really, as it says, Teen Titans for the teenagers.
It's the CW book of the DC
universe.
It
really feels that way, man. There's some Grumpy Cat references in here. There's a lot of Twitter stuff going on in here. There's a lot of angsty teenagers, one of them being a dude who's got hoop earrings, who's really adamant about a certain cause, which seems to be like a certain cause that everybody's adamant about right now. But the funny thing is this guy's just really up in arms because, you know, his community, you know, is getting trashed by all these quote-unquote homophobes, and I've got to take care of it. And it's interesting because in the comic, Beast Boy, another one of the Teen Titans, is like, hey, man, slow down. Everybody's persecuted. Mm. We all battle things. We all have a hard road. We all have and by lashing out and acting like a jerk, all you're doing is adding to.
Oh.
You're not really doing anything different. You're not really making a difference for
just throwing gas
your community.
On the fire.
Yeah, and gotcha. So it was an interesting commentary on that perspective. So, yeah, Teen Titans, it's all right. I think you nailed it with the CW reference. It really feels like a teen book. One that I had picked up just because, well, it's the first couple issues. You want to see where it's going,
yeah,
what it's going to do.
It out.
Red Robin being the coolest part about this book.
The art is great.
Yeah, the art's fantastic. So it's a good book. It's, again, a teen book, so whatever. There's not a lot of quote-unquote depth there yet.
Right.
And again, Red Robin, Tim Drake being my favorite aspect about that.
Speaking of Red Robin.
Yeah, he's got a much cooler role in Batman and Robin. Robin Rises Part 2 releases today. Batman and Robin issue number 34. And basically Batman is on a crusade to find the body of his son. His son Damian Wayne died. His body was stolen. And he will do whatever it takes as a father to recover his son. And I think the cover of Batman and Robin issue 34 sums it up the best because it's got Batman and it's got Lex Luthor on the cover. Did you read this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Their interactions,
yeah,
in like across comics right now, some of my favorite.
I like how Lex Luthor tries to draw a lot of similarities between he and Bruce Wayne.
Yes.
But Bruce is not having it. But in reality, they're very similar.
They're very similar.
Very similar people. But Bruce is like, no.
Yeah.
We are nothing alike. And then Lex is like, yeah, yeah, whatever. Here, let me help you.
Cool, man. We're both really, really rich dudes who are just
dressing,
straight up mortals.
Playing dress up.
Playing dress up. But Batman takes himself so seriously that he will definitely not see it. I love the writing. I love the art. Peter Tomasi and Jay Gleason are... Jay Wright? They are... Gosh. Absolutely an incredible team. They used to do Green Lantern Corps. They've been on Batman and Robin for some time now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the art's fantastic. I love Patrick Gleason, my bad. The art's fantastic, and I love that they incorporate Death of the Family in here.
Yeah.
The Bat Family going on.
Not just Death of the Family. They incorporate when the Joker got rid of Jason Todd.
Right.
Which I thought had been erased from the New 52 continuity.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's a lot.
Not.
There's a lot in there. So pretty much all of the Bat universe is in here. Without spoiling too much, there's some characters make appearances. There's some rad pop-ups.
I don't understand Batman continuity. And I know that Green Lantern's the same way, but I'm not reading Green Lantern.
Yeah.
I don't care about that. But I don't understand with Batman because everybody else got a new kickstart and a new, you know, and Scott Snyder's been doing 0 Year. Maybe it's been covered in that. I don't
Maybe.
Know.
Maybe. Got but me.
It seems like so much stuff. Because aren't we like 5 years into the new 52 or something, essentially.
Something like that.
Between 5 and 10. So yeah. How did all this stuff happen? I don't know.
They have busy lives. They have you ever seen lives. 24, bro? Jack no. Bauer does more in a day than most people do their whole lives.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Doug knows about
so,
it.
So, you know Doug. You know what I'm talking about. So, imagine every day like that. You're Batman, bro. You got a busy life in 5 years.
You got a busy life.
Gosh. Moving on from DC.
Bye, DC.
IDW, another independent comic book company. They release a comic called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You may have heard of them. Two weeks ago, the latest issue of Turtles released, and it came out the week of the Turtles movie release, and my favorite part about it was the Ninja Turtles weren't even in the comic. Mm. It was all about Shredder and Krang, and so this week they were like, we're going to do something awesome and release our big old annual, and it's only, you know, stupid amounts of money, so please buy our comic. This one definitely goes along with everything that's been going on in the Ninja Turtles world.
Yes.
And, yeah, I don't know. I gotta dig into it. It's universe shattering. Oh, they gotta go fight in space and dimensions and craziness and turtles that are ninjas. It's awesome.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Now moving into Marvel. So we had a few good books come out. A few good books. Happened this week, and a lot more that we don't necessarily cover.
Yeah,
that's don't forget that, friends.
Sensational Comics, by the way, DC Comics, a brand new Wonder Woman comic premiered this week.
Yes,
releasing today.
Yeah, don't forget. There's a lot of comics that pop up that we don't cover.
Yeah,
it's because we don't have time to read all.
Or cash.
Comics. Yeah, they're it the cash pricey. Is a big. But don't forget our buddy Max, who comes in from time to time here.
Yeah.
He actually does a comic review thing on YouTube.
Yep.
And you can check that out at Astro Zombies NM.
They cover just about all of them.
That's there. Yeah, Max reads a ton of books. That's part of the reason why he can't come in anymore necessarily because yeah. He leaves work, he reads a ton of books, and then he films his Max super awesome review thing, which goes late into the night, and he yeah. just can't wake up, which yeah. we totally understand because last night we were out late, and it was super hard to wake up. We got you, Max. We understand. So anyway, Marvel this week, there was Deadpool versus X-Force number 3.
Yeah, dude. Swierczynski, who used to write... Dwayne Swierczynski. He used to write X-Force back in the day and Cable back in the day. He's just... Basically, this is his love letter. This is just a little fan note, love note to everybody who's loved Deadpool and X-Force over the years, especially Cable, because it's so out of continuity
yeah.
that Deadpool makes fun of it in the comic. Mm-hmm. He has to actually grab, at one point, he actually grabs a comic book that he just so happened to have in one of his 114 pockets to read what's going on in this comic because the continuity's so messed up that he's forgotten what continuity he's in.
Oh.
So it's that kind of comic. You know what I mean?
Deadpool's
it's
a
pretty
fun
hilarious.
Thing.
So I love it when, you know, it totally is classic Deadpool, classic Cable. They're going through time. Deadpool is screwing up all of history. He's already destroyed the Civil War because
yeah.
the South had to win, in his opinion, not the North.
Good
because,
grief.
But not for the reasons you would think. It has to do with robots and crazy. I mean, there's just it's all over the
wow.
place.
Okay,
the Revolutionary War. They really wanted the British to win. So he's just going up and messing up continuity and the timeline because
he's messing up history.
He's totally messing up history because. You know, it'd be much cooler if we had British accents, so why not? Why not let the Brits win?
Funny thing, okay, this is a complete side note.
Yeah.
I either read an article or listened to a podcast about accents, and it was discussing why Americans don't have the British accent. If we came from the British.
Yeah.
But the funny thing was, a lot of things about the British accent actually originated in America.
What?
And then it went back. I don't know. It was crazy backwards. We'll have to go back and look it up. But I was like, what?
We should ask Deadpool.
It was pretty cool.
That guy knows his history.
We'll ask Deadpool. Another great issue this week was Daredevil number 7. I'm really enjoying Daredevil. I wish Mark Waid was writing Spider-Man, but I kind of don't because Spider-Man's great right now.
Yeah.
Amazing Spider-Man is great right now. Spider-Man 29 is Peter David. He's writing that, and that's great.
Yeah.
So that's cool, but Mark Waid's doing Daredevil, and this is the second part of the Original Sin tie-in for Daredevil. Original Sin being the giant Marvel crossover that's going on where they all found out these secret sins from their past because this dude with the giant eyeball like made the eyeball reveal the secrets it had seen. And so Daredevil's secret was he found out a little bit about his past.
Ooh.
About his dad. His dad's always been his hero. And then he found out, wait, maybe his dad wasn't such a great guy. But then we have a conclusion to that whole story in this featuring his mom. He goes to Wakanda,
ooh,
which is where Black Panther's from, where Black Panther used to be king, but he's not anymore because his sister is queen and she's a jerk. It's a great, it's like an international espionage story.
Okay.
And Daredevil doesn't only focus on his strengths being, you know, he doesn't have eyesight, he's blind, so his strength of the senses, but also his lawyering strength.
Okay.
No, that's really cool. This is Daredevil number 7. It's so well written. Every month, Daredevil's a great
book.
Does
he really use his lawyering strength?
Yes.
Okay.
It's incredible. He's like, I'm not going to get him out here with my super strength. I'm going to get him out by lawyering you.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
That's good writing.
And he succeeds with lawyering. Dude, not necessarily of, with the story.
Speaking of good writing.
Good writing. This was a great book that came out this week.
New Avengers, number 23. Jonathan Hickman, who had a fantastic, no pun intended, run on the Fantastic Four.
Yes.
One of the best and my personal favorite.
Best number at
it. He's very heady. We talk about this.
He is.
He's
like a Grant Morrison, but not as weird.
Not as weird.
More
because
science-y, theoretical science.
Definitely. And lately, he's been dealing more with morality.
Mm-hmm.
Dipping into the morality aspects of being a superhero, what it means. There's this group called the Illuminati in Marvel Comics, which nowadays features Beast, Iron Man, Black Bolt, Hulk, Black Panther, Namor, Mr. Fantastic.
And Doctor Strange.
And Doctor Strange. Gosh. Sorry, Doctor Strange.
Sorry.
We have the same name, bro. Sorry. Didn't mean to forget about you, Steven.
Yeah, so these guys have been fighting off these planetary incursions.
Yes.
If you don't know what we're talking about, it's so much to explain. I'm just going to ask you to go back and listen to one of the previous comic corners.
Basically, Earths are colliding with Earths, and in order to save our Earth, we got to make some hard choices. Those hard choices include blowing up other Earths.
Destroying everyone that lives on those other Earths.
Because if you don't, you're going to blow up everybody on this universe.
Did you finish this book?
I did.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, and here's another thing that we always talk about. DC is jumping. They're doing Futures End. So
yeah.
Every issue that comes out in September is a Futures End tie-in. So that's 5 years in the future.
Yeah.
Marvel is also doing a jump. I don't know if it's this month, but they're jumping into the future. We saw at the end of this issue is kind of a teaser for something that's going to go down in that.
Yeah.
They really, it seems like they have, it's like political parties. We have, you know, Marvel and DC, and they say they're representing different things, but in the end, they're telling the same stories almost at the same time.
Story!
So you never know. Maybe there's just one dude behind it all going, and then we're going to do this.
Yeah.
But you guys are going to, and then you guys are going to, and then.
What's interesting is in New Avengers, the recent series had featured a squad that was really similar to the Justice League in Marvel. In Multiversity,
which came out today,
which is DC, features all the DC characters, and it also features dudes from another
comic
book company. No. Not universe.
Oh.
Comic book company.
Neat.
Yeah. Does that guy look familiar?
How about
that bad guy?
That's funny.
And that superhero.
Wow.
Yeah, so pretty much the Hulk and Fantastic Four are in this. It's really, 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 really weird to see people from Marvel and DC and people from DC and Marvel. Now,
Slight differences.
Being in Marvel, they reference it as if it was a different universe. In this one, they reference themselves as DC comic characters, and oh no, these are major comics characters. Oh. Major Comics being the rival to DC Comics in this comic book.
Interesting.
This comic book takes place inside a comic book that you're reading as the reader's reading. It's like this, I want to punch my mind.
Oh, wow.
I can't undo
it. Sounds like a mind punch.
Did we mention it's Grant Morrison? So anyways, yeah, it's funny to see that both companies are kind of...
They do.
Like, not poking fun, but...
I don't know. It always makes me wonder who came up with the idea first.
Right.
I want to know how long this has been in the works.
Yeah.
And then I want to know who found out about the idea that the other company was having and said, all right, we're going to do it too, but we're going to do it better.
Or were they at a Comic-Con or somewhere, and Grant Morrison and Hickman were hanging out, and they're like, bro...
You know, it'd be cool.
They're like over drinks or something, and they're like, or coffee in the morning, whatever. And they're like, oh man, I got this idea. Da da da. Okay, but weird because I've been doing. Okay, what if you do? Okay, all and they're like helping each other,
and
hone in on
their
essentially
ideas. Giving the finger to the company.
Yeah,
that's what's going on.
Because they're all friends. So and they write a lot of people write for both companies.
Yeah, they're a lot of
so
freelancers.
What if they're sharing ideas and all of a sudden you're like, wait a second.
And then what if Disney actually does buy Warner Brothers and they are combined in real life? Because that's happening. Fox put out a bid for Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers being, I don't know what their situation is, but apparently other movie companies are bidding on them.
Weird!
And Warner Brothers turned down the bid from Fox, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, the next contender is Disney. Disney owns Marvel. Think about this, friends. If for some reason, and I don't think it's going to happen.
I hope not.
If for some reason Disney did buy Warner Brothers, everything would combine.
I don't think
everything
would
combine.
That.
It would be nuts.
I don't think I would enjoy a world where Superman and Spider-Man coexist.
Yeah, they do it every once in a while. DC and Marvel characters will cross over. There was a Batman Spider-Man crossover that was really funny. They had the Amalgam Comics or Amalgam whatever, where they actually combined characters.
Yeah,
Superboy and Spider-Man mixed up, Batman and Wolverine mixed up, Captain America and Superman mixed up. It was Wonder Woman. And I can't remember who she mixed up with. I don't know why. Maybe Jean Grey or something like that.
Thor.
It could have been Thor. But we've got a woman Thor coming out.
I know, but it's like, I'm just thinking, like, yeah. They're similar to me. One's Amazonian.
One's Amazonian. But anyway,
they both talk
every
funny.
Once in a while they combined their powers.
Yeah.
But it's always a short story. So if it was a real deal where Disney actually... I would hope that Disney, if they did purchase Warner Brothers, they would keep
them separated.
All right, and what, maybe it'd be like the way they're doing in comics now, where there's different universes.
It could be.
Or it could be
and
like...
And then every once in a while,
yeah,
incursion.
Cross.
Oh.
Ugh.
What would be fantastic is if these things, like, they had been planning it for months and we didn't know... And DC's world actually did have to fight Marvel's world, and they had both been planning it, and they had both been leading up to it. That would be fantastic.
Right.
Then everybody would be like, yes, the greatest setup ever! But that won't happen.
Nah, probably not.
That's too smart.
That's, yeah.
That's too great of a story.
What's your pick of the week?
Well, I really enjoy New Avengers, but I think Daredevil, man, I really love... That comic's just... It speaks to me, man. It speaks to me on another level.
New Avengers was a fantastic book. Anytime you can make your point through art and not a lot of writing, I love that. Hickman's really good at that. When he killed off... Spoiler alert. Years ago, spoiler alert. When he killed off the Human Torch, the issue after was speechless. There were no words in the next issue.
That's kind of cool.
And it was incredible.
Everybody's
and he
just...
he does a fantastic job with that in this one, I think. It's very few words, and you get the gravity of what's about to happen in New Avengers because Earth is about to collide with another Earth, and it's going to kill everything. But the heroes can't pull the trigger. They can't destroy lives, so they just go down with the ship. So... you see what happens there. I think my pick of the week, honestly, Batman and Robin issue 34, Batman trying to find his son and the lengths that a father is willing to go to for the love of his kid is incredible. I love the interactions with Lex Luthor and Batman and how they're kind of making Lex Luthor a not villain, but just a, I don't know, man, just honest. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. You can identify with Lex Luthor because at least he's honest. He's totally truthful.
That's true.
And this issue deals with honesty because the liar in the comic is Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Because he had lied to Robin and Batgirl and everybody in his life before. There are some things that took place in previous issues, and because of that, a lot of people were upset with him because he felt like the right thing to do was keep the truth from them because he didn't want to hurt them. Well, the truth came out, and inevitably, it did hurt everybody.
It was worse.
It was way worse. And so it was all about absolute truth and total transparency among family. Mm-hmm. And it was an incredible issue.
The lessons learned in Daredevil, they're very much about character and identity, and it concerns his mom.
Hmm.
I don't want to go into it because it ruins it if I talk about it.
But okay.
We learn about a memory that he never had, of course, because it was hidden from him. But then with this whole original sin thing, he finds out a different thing about what he thinks is his dad, and then actually learns more about his mom.
Oh, okay.
And so the way that all ties together and their relationship gets strengthened is really, really cool.
Right on. That's cool.
Yeah.
There you go. Comics Corner, of course, brought to you by Astro Zombies here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. 3100 Central Avenue Southeast. AstroZombies.com or 232-7800.
Yeah.
Unbelievably so.
What's up now?
We've come to the end.
What's up now?
On the way, of course, a best of for Shock Therapy Live.
Shock Therapy Live.
If you missed previous issues.
It's Shock Therapy Live.
No, it's coming up. That's it for us. Tomorrow, Thursday.
Thursday. We'll have a Theology Thursday.
Yeah.
We'll have a Shroff come in.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
It will be. If you missed any part of the show, mystaticradio.com/mornings. You can download the podcast absolutely free. And, tune in.
Do it.
All right. On the way, Shock Therapy, not live, featuring Pastor Nate Heitzig and, us. That's how we do. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.